This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Astro Baby is one of the largest baby product distributors in Malaysia. They carry some of the most popular baby brands such as Philips Avent, Mamas and Papas, Cybex and Playgrow, and today has over 1,500 distribution points covering major retail channels across Malaysia and Singapore. To give us some insight into the baby product market, where Astro Baby fits in the grand scheme of things, and their pioneering tech-centered loyalty program, we have with us on Open for Business today, Gui Zico, founder and CEO of Astro Baby Sundaran Berhad. Zico, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me here.
So Zico, I mean, one could actually say that you are a retail industry veteran. You've run over 30 retail outlets and were the man spearheading the launch of Crocs Malaysia as well as Fred Perry Malaysia. How did you then move into the baby product industry?
Actually, I started off with baby products.
Oh.
And so I started distribute baby products from day one. On the way, we had opportunity to bring in Crocs, Fred Perry and a few other brands to do retailing in Malaysia. And then while the baby product was business was still going on, we were also doing some other retailing business.
So you never stepped out of the baby product industry?
No, the baby product is actually our core business.
Okay, and how long have you been running Astro Baby?
Well, Astro Baby actually is about 5 years now, but it's a continuation of our baby business since 17 years ago. So basically, there was a restructure in the year 2014, and subsequently, the company became Astro Baby.
And with the restructuring that happened a couple of years back, you know, what has been the big change in the way the company runs its business now that it's Astro Baby Sundaran Berhad?
Yeah, so before that, of course, like you said, we were in a lot of businesses. So baby products, we were in shoes business, we were in apparel business, we were in fashion, right? So right now, we are very focused. It's just baby products that we're doing.
So I have had a kid, and so I understand just how expensive it can be. And of course, you know, the crazy amount of baby products available in the market. What would you say the local baby product market is worth here in Malaysia today?
It's worth, okay, it depends. When you say baby product, depends what you include, right? Because baby products includes a lot of things. The big one would be like milk powder and diapers, right? So those are the big chunk. So I can't really tell you exactly. I would say probably a combination of both, around 300 million.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And what about the accessories itself? That's what you specialize in,
accessories
right?
Itself is probably around 100 million. Yeah.
And what slice of that 100 million does Astro Baby have?
Oh, I mean, that also depends on which product you're talking about, because we also sell a very diverse range of products. But not only accessories we do, we also do toys and stuff like that. So I would say not more than 10%. Yeah.
Tell me a bit about the brands that you carry and the products available.
Yeah, so the main brand that we distribute is Philips Avent, which is the product I started off with 17 years ago. So we have, when we started distributing this brand, it was just Avent. So in about 2008, Philips bought over the Avent brand. And then and it become what it is today, which is Philips Avent, which is baby bottles. And the accessories like the soothers, teats, powder container, the breast pump, the sterilizer. So we also have a few other brands. Newbie is an American brand. So we have been selling that for the past 5 years. It's more focused on the CP cups, kitchen accessories like the container for food, squeezer, spoon, and mainly actually a lot of these CP cups for all ages.
Yeah. So like you mentioned earlier, some of the notable brands under your belt are Philips Avent, Newbie. There's also Mamas and Papas.
Yeah, so Mamas Papas is what we did a couple of years ago. So we have actually stopped doing Mamas Papas. Mamas Papas and Cybex are some high-end strollers and car seat brand. And it's become because of the exchange rate and also and the product ranges have changed, and it's become a very, very premium There is still a small market for it, but we don't think it's worth our time doing it because it's very niche and very small and it's very, very premium. So, and we are focusing on more to the middle class in Malaysia. So we actually don't sell those brands anymore now this moment. Yeah.
So that actually brings me to the question. Yeah. I mean, how do you choose which brands to distribute? Do you have a criteria in choosing?
Yes, of course, yeah. Very important when we look at a brand is that whether the brand has got, because most of this brand that we're looking at is actually from Europe or the US, right? So, and or Australia. So having said that, it's very important for us to see whether they have a strategy to reach out to the Asian or the Southeast Asian market. So if they have a strategy to do that, then we'll look at what kind of strategy they have. And if we can actually ride on their strategy and what kind of support they can give us in terms of marketing their brand. Because at the end of the day, it's not our brand, right? So we have to see where they do have enough support to promote their brand in our area.
What kind of strategies are you talking about here? Now, how do they strategize to appeal to the Southeast Asian market?
So over the years, they have changed. So recently, of course, what we currently look at is whether their online and offline strategy. Of course, as you know, online is basically almost borderless now. So it have to depends on their pricing strategy, whether they are able to kind of more stabilize pricing across the region. So that if there's a big difference in pricing between different countries, you will face a lot of parallel import problems, or you have a lot of problem with people buying it and discounting online and stuff like that. So pricing is a very sensitive issue. So the strategy that I look at now is whether online and offline pricing can be managed properly in terms of support of branding, what kind of a branding strategy they have for this region and what kind of materials they have suitable for our region, and do they have a plan to actually localize those content for us. So these are a few strategies that we look at. Yeah.
You mentioned earlier Philips Avent. Is that your best-selling brand?
Yeah, right now Philips Avent is not only my best-selling brand, it's actually the best-selling brand in Malaysia for baby bottles and teats and accessories, basically.
Is that any different from the worldwide market?
Worldwide, it differs country to country. I think in general, Philips is either number one or number two still in any countries.
I heard that 4 million strollers are sold in the US every year. What's the best and fastest moving baby product right here in Malaysia?
Oh, like I said, baby product, it covers a lot. So strollers, of course, would not be as fast moving as the bottles, because the bottles you need to change every few months. Strollers is something that you buy one time and then you use it until your kids grow up, and then you probably hand it down to your second kid or you give it away. Stroller is one of the essential baby products that you need to have, of course, but it's not fast moving like the rest. So I would say the fast moving one is still the bottles and the teats, other than milk powder and diapers, of course. Yeah. So breast pump is also a very popular item in Malaysia, because when mothers go back to work, they still continue breastfeeding. Of course, because we always encourage at least 6 months of exclusive breastfeeding to your baby, right? So the mother will definitely need to have a breast pump to pump out the milk so that they can still continue breastfeeding even when they go back to work.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick break before we get back to work. But when we come back, we talk about Astro Baby's tech-centered loyalty program. Open for Business with Astro Baby. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Big front man. BFM 89.9.
You are listening to Open for Business. My name is Audrey Raj. Gui Zico, founder and CEO of one of the largest baby product distributors in Malaysia, Astro Baby, is in the studio with me today. Zico himself has been in the Malaysian retail industry for almost two decades, and throughout his tenure, he has run over 30 retail outlets and was the man spearheading the launch of Crocs Malaysia as well as Fred Perry Malaysia, like he told us just before the break. Today, he leads Astro Baby, which carries brands such as Philips Avent, Playgrow, and Newbie. So, Zico, I've been noticing more eco-friendly brands in the market today. Reusable nappies, towelettes, things like that. How have the bigger brands adapted to the consumer's appreciation for more sustainable and environmentally friendly products?
Yeah, so eco-friendly minded is definitely the trend now. So we're talking about recyclable, reuse, and most of the products, actually now we all have that angle. A lot of products starting with their packaging. So, you know, because all the products are with packaging, so we're talking about recycling the packaging. So we also constantly, quite often we run this trade-in programs for our bottles.
Hmm.
So where you can bring your old bottles to our appointed retailers to give back those old bottles, and then you can buy a new bottles at a good price, and then we'll take those old bottles, and then we'll send it to for recycling. So, and this definitely is a popular trend now to be environmental minded. And I can see that with the millennials now, I think we're going to see the millennials to be mothers, to be parents soon. This trend will definitely be more prominent in the years to come.
The onset of more local online brands in the market, has that impacted business at Astro Baby?
So it's basically, there are a lot of brands. We do have a lot of good local brands when it comes to skincare and things like that. We have some good local brand that actually sell online and offline. So the online is just another avenue. But however, like what I said earlier, the challenge for online is actually about pricing, because actually, if you don't sell cheaper online, basically your sales won't move much. So basically, what the local, not only the local brands, actually, there are a lot of online baby shop, like exclusive, like the vertical baby shop, online shop, sells a lot of our product, imported, branded imported products. And what the online world has created is actually a lot of discount that we're doing. So because basically when it comes to online retailers, if you don't do discount, the consumer will still prefer to buy offline unless you're cheaper.
What about online marketplaces, you know, like Lazada and other baby product marketplaces? You know, how has that and their discounts impacted business at Astro Baby?
Well, that actually is a complete topic on its own, actually, because the online e-commerce space, it doesn't really affect only baby products. Actually, across the board or anything that you sell online, actually, we all have the same issues, because like I said, online, a lot of people talk about having an online or e-commerce strategy. Actually, it's just a discount strategy. There's no, their online strategy is only discounting, which is majority of what everybody is doing. So all these online platforms, what they are driving, usually the way they can drive more sales is actually what kind of promotion you can do. How much cheaper can you sell compared to other retailers? So, and this is a, for me, this is, today, of course, there are a lot of hype around Industry 4.0, going online, e-commerce, stuff like that. But we still do not know whether this is a positive disruption or a negative disruption. No doubt the consumers are getting cheaper products. But it's disrupting the whole business
ecosystem,
you know, from importer to suppliers to retailers. And so if I'm not wrong, the last numbers I see for e-commerce in Malaysia is around 20 billion. So 20 billion online business, that means less, 20 billion less offline.
Yeah.
So you can imagine how many retailers are being affected. And retailers are the biggest employers in Malaysia. Online online platforms, which have sucked up 20 billion worth of sales, I don't think they were hiring as many people. The other issue is, the way I see it now, when you talk about digital economy and the physical economy, like we say, is retailers is physical economy. Digital economy, they're looking at a very different business model. Most of them do not look at bottom line. They don't need to make money.
They just need to grow.
They just need to grow, and their companies are valued at multiple times of their revenue. Whereas offline, we are looking at bottom line, you know, how much your profit, And we are our company, we are being valued at our ability to generate profit, not only revenue, right? So it's two different business model, which is something I think we still don't really know how to actually kind of balance between these two different economy. The 20 billion e-commerce economy that has sucked up the and these guys, they don't look at bottom line. So the other implication when they don't look at bottom line is that they don't pay any taxes because they don't make money. So we have this 20 billion worth of revenue, which probably translate to at least a few billion worth of profit. And before that, most retailers used to pay tax on that profit.
Yeah.
Right now, they don't pay tax, right? So I think even the government have to relook at how to tax the digital economy. So if you don't look at profit, what else can you do so that you can benefit the local our local economy? Because most of this, actually, you know, most of our platforms are not Malaysian. Our biggest platform in Malaysia actually are not Malaysian owned. And how do we make sure our Malaysia economy can actually benefit from this digital economy?
All right, let's talk about Carrot Club. I understand it's the first ever tech-centered loyalty program specifically for your customers. Tell me a bit about this loyalty program.
No, we are the distributor and brand owners in Malaysia, and we sell to retailers, and retailers will sell and sell it to consumer. We do not have any solid information about consumer, what kind of consumer buy our products, who are they, or where they come from. And
the data you're talking about.
Yeah, we don't have the data of consumer data at all, right? And most of the retailers in Malaysia, is either they have their individual loyalty program or they actually don't have it. And imagine if every brand were to implement their loyalty program through all these retailers, and then the retailers will not be able to handle it. So we came up with the idea of Carrot Club, which is basically a QR code that is on in a sticker form that is stick on every one of our products. So every one of our product is actually a unique QR code. And of course, we actually layered the QR code with a scratchable pin so that so you can't really see the QR code and only you do it, you can see only after you scratch it and then you can actually use it. So the reason we do that because we want people to do that often after purchase of the product. So they'll scratch the QR code and then they'll scan it with our app and then they'll get a loyalty point. So with that, we incentivize the consumer to actually use the QR code and get incentivized. And in this way, it's a simpler form of a loyalty program where we do not have to involve the retailers. At the same time, we can actually benefit the whole ecosystem because what we do is that our loyalty program actually is also keep track of where our product goes. So because coming out from our warehouse, we actually QR code is actually a link to our delivery. So we know actually where our product goes, and when the consumer buy the product, when they scan the code, we know which outlet they actually buy from. So these are the information we actually can, the data we can actually do analysis on our data on how to actually give better value to the consumer, and at the same time we can provide our retailers more solid data for them to actually serve their customer better.
So you share the data with your retailers and brands as well?
Yeah, so this is the plan. So we just started this, so we haven't gathered enough data yet at this moment to do that. So yeah, so this is what we do. Yeah, so we, of course, what we share with the retailers will be, of course, we have to really take into consideration of privacy and of course, the law of a PDPA and all that. So we need to know what we can share, what we cannot share too.
And how do you see your offline retailers and brand owners utilizing this data for the growth of their own businesses?
They kind of know the demographics of people buying, right? How old is their kids? How often they buy this particular product? And so basically, the buying behavior, the purchasing pattern the consumer. Then they can cater to them more. Right? They know what to carry more at what time, right? And how to sell similar product to their customers. You can actually know the product at a certain age, when their kids are at a certain age, and what kind of product do they need. So these are the things that we know. Mm. So and then we can actually try to cater more for them. Yeah.
Just before we go, Zico, mm-hmm. What's next for Astro Baby? You know, as more babies come into the world, how do you see Astro Baby moving with the times and consumer needs?
Yeah, so definitely we are also, despite the thing that I talk about digital economy, we definitely also embracing the digital economy, and we try to provide more value to our customer, the parents particularly, using an online platform where, you know, so on top of the loyalty program that we are actually rolling out now, we will build on that. On top of that, we will build on. So we're planning to build a community on top of the for parents kind of communicate, and also to build a layer of a service where we can actually educate the consumer more, to tell them prenatal, postnatal. When their kids are growing up, what are the things? No, and then the parents, not only it's a community where they can share, we can also provide a lot of education for the parents. So this is where we are moving towards, using a digital platform to build from a loyalty program to community, and then to giving back to the parents with our education.
All right. Yeah. Zico, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
I've been speaking with Gui Zico, founder and CEO of Astro Baby, Sundaran Berhad. Now, for more information on Astro Baby and the kind of products that they distribute, you can visit their website, www.astragroup.com.my. That's www.astragroup.com.my. And if you missed out on any part of this show, the podcast should be available on our website any minute now, also on the BFM app and on all other platforms that you can listen to podcasts to. My name is Audrey Raj, and on behalf of Zico from Astro Baby, thank you for listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.